It's awesome to get out of here with a win versus a very good team. We weren't really sharp early, particularly with some self-inflicted tight wounds, some things that usually occur when you come out of a bye, penalties and so forth. We got to get better in that area. But I am thankful that we're able to do what was necessary to win. Offense, defense, and special teams, a lot of contributions from all three phases. And more than anything, the guys were resilient. They stayed together. They delivered the necessary plays down the stretch. Which is important. Of course, it's the difference between winning and losing. From an injury standpoint, there are a few to note. Woodley has got a right hamstring. Don't know the severity of it. We'll see. Obviously working on a short week, probably not a good sign for him, but we'll go day-to-day with that. Troy re-aggravated his calf. Again, don't know the extent of it. Same thing. Working on a short week, we'll see. Ike Taylor was able to go back in the game. Should be fine. The rest of bumps and bruises that go along the way. But I tip my hat to Philly. Boy, they're a good team, and we're thankful to win. Questions?
Mike, what was your assessment of Rashard Mendenhall's first game?
I thought it was a good start. He's always a highly conditioned guy. Obviously, we got to, he's got to be a little bit more ball secure. But great place to begin, and I thought that he not only ran well and hard, caught the ball, but he was a source of energy for the unit. And that's what good players do. They make those around them, they inspire those around them with their play. And I thought he did that for the group.
Mike, it didn't appear that James Harrison came out, if at all, very few times. There was some question about his win going into this game. Did you get out of him what you expected?
We did. And James is another guy that's highly conditioned. He's in the building on off days working conditioning. He works conditioning at lunchtime on a daily basis. So we were watching him, but it became evident that he was game ready from a conditioning standpoint. And obviously, it was a tight ball game. We needed his services.
With the rain and everything, how close did you feel you had to get for Sean?
I wasn't worried about the rain. I just was worried about his range, and that was predetermined before the game, and we don't vary from that. We don't let the game circumstances get us tight in terms of our decision-making. We knew where he was. The weather wasn't significant. I was more concerned about young Drew on the hold.
Did a nice job.
Your assessment of the offensive line, especially particular to the running game?
We ran the ball. Well, I think we're over 4.5 or so a carry. We protected the quarterback. They did the job today.
Mike, the Eagles have been a team that's been very good at closing out opponents this year in the fourth quarter. What did you learn about your ball club in that game-winning drive?
We had the ball last, such is life. A week or so ago before we went into the bye, Oakland had the ball last. So, sometimes it's who's got the ball last.
Mike, can you speak to your defense's ability to get turnovers in the first half?
Sometimes they're just a byproduct of doing what it is you're supposed to do and doing it in the manner that you're supposed to do it. And I thought we did that. We were aggressive. The guys were where they were supposed to be. They were playing hard and pursuing the ball. And sometimes it's just a byproduct. And I think that was the case in most instances.
Mike, were you troubled at all that your defense gave up a lead in the fourth quarter again?
No.
Do you think that Ben tends to play in the fourth quarter, just tends to bring out the best in him a lot of times?
Yeah.
What do you chalk that up? Is it just the makeup of the quarterback?
I think all the guys that you can make an argument for being franchise quarterbacks, I think that's the common tie that binds them. They come in many different forms, shapes and sizes and skill sets, if you will. Some of them are pocket passers, some of them are mobile. But the reality is if they're in that discussion, it's because they deliver when it's time to deliver. And no question, I don't care who you're talking to, he's in the discussion.
Mike, was Sanders the first option on that third and four on that last drive?
I'm not going to go through the progression with you. Obviously, he was an option.
Thank you.